You guys know I'm in the country now? I'm into country music.
You're into country, really? Finally.
I'm into country music now.
Who's your favorite?
Wade Bowen.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. You know who that is?
No.
Good.
No,
then I know somebody you don't. So I'll be the spokesperson for all things country on the show from now on. But I don't. I won't know much about it. So it's going to take me a while to fill in all my knowledge of who's who.
That's all right. Know?
What's Al going to do now?
Like, I can't tell Blake Shelton from Tim McGraw. So.
Yeah, I'm still a BS.
Oh, you can.
Yeah. Number two biggest album this week. Number two.
Is it that?
Accidental Racist.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know, people curious, they'll download it.
Brad Paisley's new album, Wheelhouse.
I'm just a white man coming to you from the south.
I know people are asking, are you guys looking at the copyright issues of them stealing your nickname for Kelly? And no, we have not.
See? And you wonder why people from the South get offended.
We never called Kelly accidental. So they got us on a technicality. By the way, Brad Paisley has never had a number one album. You know how I know this?
Why?
I'm huge in the country right now.
Oh, and you have a piece of paper in front of you
no,
telling
it's not
you.
That. He's had, like, so many number twos.
that's unfortunate.
He can't get out of the bathroom. In fact, only one person on earth has had more number twos than Brad Paisley.
Big Al Mac, everybody.
9 a.m., Big Al Mac.
Right, baby. I'm proud of it.
Nope, it's Sheryl Crow.
Really?